This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I was doing Bible stories with my daughter, talking about Samson. I was teaching her how he had to make a vow because he was a Nazarene. So I was like, huh, did all Nazarenes have to take a vow?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
It's a Nazarite, not Nazarene. Nazarite vow.
Oh.
Was that because in Judges, I think it's 13, he was consecrated by his mom and couldn't cut his hair and stuff like that. And of course, yeah. in the movie where, what's his name, Victor Mature played him and they got his hair cut, he was in trouble.
Number 5.
Generally how it works is, I'd recommend, is that if you are being convicted by the Lord to be reconciled to people, then what you're obligated to do is go be reconciled. If it's a person across the street, you call them up, you walk across the street, you talk, and you get it taken care of. What do you do if the person you, so to speak, need to forgive or be forgiven of has passed away? Then what do? There is no possible way to get a hold of that person, and so therefore, you're done. And you just give it to the Lord. Lord, you know, please forgive me, or whatever it is. And you work through it that way, and you trust God in that.
Number 4.
He believes he can be saved and not forgiven and still go to hell.
Well, to be saved means to be saved from damnation. So how could you be saved from damnation and be damned?
Where he's saying you can be saved but not forgiven. So in other words, he's saying people that are in hell, they're forgiven, but they're still in hell.
He does not understand biblical theology, nor does he understand logic. If you're forgiven of your sins by God, he forgives you of all of your sins. And the sin debt is canceled at the cross. Colossians 2:14 tells us that.
Number 3.
How important is attraction and looking for a spouse?
Well, how important is attraction? It could be really important or it could be very unimportant. It just depends. Now, my wife happens to be attractive. No one could understand why she was dating me. Well, I was attracted to her. But the issue is, I would not look for another woman the same way. It would not be just simply on attraction. It'd be on godliness. And my wife's a good, godly woman. And she's really great, except for her taste in men. Other than that, she's really good. So is attraction important? It's not important if that's the criteria you use. Because what happens is, after a while, you go, yeah, okay, nice looking, whatever. It just doesn't become an issue. It goes away. Now, when you're dating and you want to find a woman, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong with being attracted to her. But there's different kinds of attraction, too. There's physical attraction. There's spiritual attraction. And so it depends what you're looking at. You know, it's important. Sure it is. We're guys, you know. We're kind of shallow that way. Women are more discerning. Well, maybe not. I mean, my wife. Anyway, but you get my drift?
Number 2.
Because those who claim the name of Christ are to abstain from doing wicked things. They should. So don't do it. Don't lie. Not even a white lie. A lot of Christians say it's okay to just, you know, a little lie. Just a little one. And an example I use is my wife learned a long time ago, if she asks me how a dress looks on her, I'm going to tell her the truth. And so she learned that I'm going to tell her exactly what I believe. I will not cater an answer to make her feel good just and lie in the process, even if it's meant to help her, because it's not true. So the point I'm trying to make is white lies are lies. Don't lie.
But it seems like in my experience, people are sometimes, they're so afraid of and dismissive of another good book, which obviously I'm sure you have a lot of issues with, but just generally speaking, why will people not give it the time of day?
Because it's not true. Jesus says the law and the prophets were until John the Baptist. That's Luke 16:16. Joseph Smith claimed to be a true prophet of God. Joseph Smith boasted he did more than even Jesus to keep a church together. Joseph Smith said he saw God the Father. The Bible says he cannot be seen. I can go into all these details.
Well, you're already getting past it. I'm just saying,
But I'm going to get to the Book of Mormon.
Words to refute that.
No, you don't.
As far, I mean, like I said, so if I write a book about Jesus Christ, you're not willing to read it. You're not willing to look into the good that it might be offering the world.
You got to understand something. Mormonism is not Christian. It teaches a false God, a false Christ, and a false gospel. Period.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to Saint Edge.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.